Way back in the early 1970s, I can remember those days, Hollywood top production teams for big movie makers like Paramount and Fox were made up of almost exclusively men until Marcia Nassiter, now 91, was the first female vice president of production in Hollywood. Marcia gained respect as a pioneer in the business for her work on films like Carrie, Coming Home, Apocalypse Now, and Rocky, yet she's largely unknown outside of the biz. A new documentary on the festival circuit now, A Classy Broad, wants to change all that. Takeaway producer Alexandra Botti spoke to Marcia Nassiter about her life in Hollywood, the documentary, and how she hopes serious talk of her legacy can be put off for a few more years.
Marcia Nassiter, Jewish, born in Brooklyn but raised in Texas, never planned on Hollywood. Growing up in the 30s and 40s in San Antonio, she thought of herself as a quintessential Texas kid.
What you wanted to be was like everyone else in Texas. Blonde, long hair, and have a boyfriend who was a Texan, you know, drove a car, drank whiskey, and the idea of being that person was what I dreamed of, any young girl would dream of.
But a love of reading made Marcia's dreams a little bigger, bringing her first to New York to work in publishing, and then eventually to Hollywood in the 1960s, as an agent selling books to the big movie production companies. That put her squarely in an industry dominated by men.
I asked for a raise 5 years into working for Ziegler, a man named Ziggy, and he said, "Well, why do you need more money?" He says, "You're a single woman." Both my sons were then grown, and said, "Men have families. You don't have any families. Why should you make the same as a man?" I have to tell the radio listening audience, Alexandra's eyes widened.
What did you say to that?
I quit. That's, unfortunately, I don't think that's always a good idea. But I could not imagine that I was not valued.
It was a risky gamble that paid off. It wouldn't be long before the movie business came knocking. She was approached by Mike Medavoy of United Artists with a job offer. Story editor.
And I said, no, I gotta be a VP.
At that time, no woman at a major movie studio had ever held the title of vice president of production. But Marcia wouldn't join United Artists unless they gave the job to her.
I think that titles are very valuable. And in Hollywood, a guy's written a script, or a director has an idea, or a producer has an idea. Well, when you're turned down by a story editor, you feel demeaned as a seller. When you're turned down by a vice president, you say, well, at least I got a real shot.
After some debate, the studio agreed and brought her on in 1974.
The chairman of United Artists, Arthur Krim, would take me and you'd come out to L.A. and we'd go to an event, and he would introduce me as our woman vice president.
In the years that followed, she helped the company usher in a string of hits. That was in large part thanks to her growing reputation as an executive with a shrewd sense of which scripts would turn into great films.
We had an incredible run. It was Rocky, Coming Home.
Captain of the football team, and I wanted to be a war hero, man. I wanted to go out and kill for my country.
Movie about Vietnam when no one was making that movie. It was a very good film. Very good. Won an Oscar. Won two Oscars. And the best part, as we know, is that Jane Fonda mentioned my name on the Oscars. And I went to the Oscars.
Eric Pleskow and Arthur Krim and Marcia Nassiter for getting us the money to make it.
Marcia gladly admits that her intuition was not always spot on, like when it came to picking the title for the now iconic Rocky.
I said, but the title is wrong. And everyone, of course, said, you're wrong. And we called it Rocky. I wanted to call it The Contender, which would have not brought one person into the films.
As Marcia Nassiter gained recognition in the industry, that same VP job and title opened up to more and more women, becoming known in the business as Marcia's job.
It was as if I didn't want to be a traditional woman. I guess I wanted to be like, remember Rosalind Russell in movies, who was very sophisticated? That's what I wanted to be. You know, have Cary Grant fall in love with me. That's what I wanted. But the idea that I would be a good cook, I thought was anathema to how I could succeed.
You actually say in the film that you hold women to a higher standard in filmmaking. Is that true?
Yes, because we're better than the guys. I hold them because I am a woman. That's the standard. We've all struggled to have this opportunity to get there, and we should have a higher standard.
We all know this year, we saw this wonderful movie called Hidden Figures about the women of NASA who were doing all the math and were so important to bring the first man into space.
That's Anne Gorso. She's the filmmaker behind the new documentary about Marsha's life.
Yet all these years, nobody ever mentioned their names, which is absolutely incredible. So for me, in a way, Marsha Nassador is just like these women.
The fact that Marsha is not more of a household name outside of Hollywood troubles Gorso.
She did all the work. She made all the great choices with her great story sense. And yet, Mike Medavoy is known in a lot of places, and no one has heard of Marsha Nassator. So to me, Marsha is the hidden figure of Hollywood.
Today, at age 91, Marsha's still working, trying to get a new film version of Huck Finn produced, a 20-year project that hasn't panned out just yet. But after all these years, she says her approach to her career and to life remains the same.
I have in my house two pillows that my sister made out at Petty Point. One says done, and the other one says next. When you've had a bad experience, get it out of your body and your head and go on to the next thing, because there is always a next thing. I'm hoping that will be on my tombstone. My sister has promised to do it, and it will say done next.
For The Takeaway, I'm Alexandra Botti.
The documentary about Marsha Nassator, A Classy Broad, Marsha's Adventures in Hollywood, is touring film festivals around the world. You can see a trailer and find out more about the film and Marsha's life by visiting thetakeaway.org.